called Sabatino with Roland Smith. And Roland, we come to that miraculous moment in our broadcast.
You know what?
We have absolutely nothing.
You called this segment nothing.
Yes.
I had a friend once, Carl, who had a dog. A wonderful little dog.
We're going down the old Afghan pooper.
That he named Nothing. And Nothing was one of the best little dogs in the world. My friend was telling me the story once. He took this dog to an ashram.
Yes.
And he wanted to be able to spend some time at the ashram, but the monk in charge wasn't sure until he sat with the dog.
And there was
Nothing.
There was a spiritual moment.
And my friend tells me that this dog, Nothing, and this monk sat on the ground outside the doorway to the ashram, just looking at one another. It was kind of that zen of non-attachment, you know?
I love it. You know, but there's the thing about Nothing that people have got to get into their head. There's a story about the two people who, in the Civil War, two grandparents from both sides of the family who wound up living together, sitting on a porch, and they spent 40 years not saying anything to themselves for 40 years. They lived together. They took care of each other. They never talked because they had nothing. And I love that.
Oh, is that apocryphal or is that really true? I mean, I can't see that happening.
No, look, I've sat with people. Listen, I'm a talker. I'll talk to
anybody. No, kidding. Really?
We're on a talk show. I mean, I'll talk to anybody at any time about any topic. We'll pick it up. We were talking today before we came on the show to the people who are cleaning up the rug outside, the police officer who was a Vietnam vet, as I was, and we got into a conversation. The point is, people can sometimes come to the point where I have nothing to say. Absolutely nothing. And they just live together. And they get along very well. They nod to each other, occasional hello here and there. How you feeling today? And get on with it.
Well, you know, in meditation, it's a wonderful thing to have some silence. But not necessarily in broadcast and internet radio.
Well, we could do that. I told you we did that once. We had a 2 minute of silence when nothing was happening on the radio at a radio station here in New York City with dear John Gambling, John R. Gambling. God rest his soul. Love that man. And we talked about it. This is a New York radio DJ, a family of radio disc jockeys and announcers for so many years, since the beginning of radio. And he decided, I have nothing to say. And he says, I'm going to do a minute worth of silence. And he did. And there was nothing on the air.
Well,
he got phone calls coming in. The man said nothing for a minute. That was it.
We do minutes of silence, but it's generally in memoriam for somebody that has passed.
The man had nothing to say, and I can appreciate the fact when you got nothing to say, don't say anything at all. And our nothing segment, look what we've got. Yeah,
you
here
know, somehow you saying that is like, I don't know, putting Oral Roberts in the Mayo Clinic.
Let's not pick on poor Oral Roberts.
No, I know.
He's a lovely man.
Yes, he is.
But the point is that sometimes when you have nothing, it's amazing when you launch into a conversation, it's where it takes you. You have no idea where you're going. And right now, you and I are neither one who are looking at it, you're having a clue as to where we're going next. But it's important because it allows the mind to think, and you're scrambling and you're flopping around.
During the week when we're
Whale beached. You're flopping on the beach.
Okay, but during the week when we're preparing for this broadcast.
Yes.
Do you ever have really moments where you do nothing, that you just sit in silence and in your own thoughts?
Absolutely.
Really?
When I talk to you,
you're always doing something. You're talking to this. You're going to have a conference call here. You've got a meeting over there.
I have my sanity moments, I call them. And in my
what do you do then?
I usually read books that I've been trying to get at for such the longest time that I've been sitting around on my desk.
Carl, I don't want you to read a book. I want you to sit in your own silence.
I daydream.
What your mind is telling you.
I will daydream. I will just drift off.
Well, but I don't mean asleep. I'm talking.
No, I just drift off. I drift off into a. And I've done this before. My wife has said to me, I literally have drifted off. And you can even tell.
Where do you go?
The last time I went back to November 9th of 1955.
Why?
I have no idea. But there I was. I went back.
Well, how do you know it was November 9th, 1955?
Because I saw it on a poster in a grocery store on Bedford Street off Carmine Street. And that's where I was. That's out, not
in your mind. You
in
saw
my
it.
Mind, 1955. That's where I was. I was in a Starbucks. I was in a Starbucks on 5th Avenue and 46th Street. It's a true story.
Didn't you question as to why that date and where?
No. Based on your spirituality, I just let it go. I went there because that's where it took
me. Don't base it on my spirituality. Base it on your own spirituality.
I'm hanging this conversation on somebody. If I pick on Chris, he's going to leave us. I just went there, and it was very interesting. It was exciting.
Well, did you learn anything once you were there?
I did. I saw what I was when I was, and now I am what I am now. I thought it was magnificent. And we've got to get out of this segment.
Folks, you just heard the most profound statement that you're ever going to hear from a guy named Carl Sabatino.
And I'm getting away with it, too. As we come off the air. Smith Sabatino, we're back. Stay with us. America
Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. You've heard about pharmaceuticals and drinking water from treated waste. Well, now fish caught near wastewater treatment plants around 5 major American cities have been found with pharmaceutical residues in them, like medicines for high cholesterol, blood pressure, allergies, and bipolar disorder. This is the first nationwide analysis of human drugs in fish tissue, and it's prompted the EPA to fan out to more than 150 locations now. Seems we're all thinking more and more about the water we use every day, where it comes from and where it goes to. Since clean water is a limited resource, quite clearly many of us are paying more attention to our impact on it, especially when the fish we eat are affected by even tiny amounts of pharmaceutical residues because of a fish's constant swimming in contaminated water. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.